And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, do we have a great show for you today. It's Corey and I. We're going to be talking tuna, talking tackle, and talking a whole lot of fun with you. It's going to be a great show. Lots of great info. Pete is fresh back from the Shogun. They had a great trip. We're going to hear from him in the studio on a little wrap-up on their great Let's Talk Hookup expedition on the Shogun. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. We're going to be reading your texts and having a whole lot of fun. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and 2 interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Get ready for the largest event in our history. Saturday, November 4th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. We'll have great savings from Daiwa on Lexa, Saltus, Saltiga, and the new Tanacom 1200. A fantastic offer on the Proteus rod and SK jig, too. Over 20 manufacturers' reps, including Daiwa, plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, huge raffle, and most of all, incredible deals on tackle. Up to 60% off. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 4th.
In San Diego, the future belongs to everyone. So Ford engineered the truck of the future for everyone, the Ford F-150, available with a Pro Power onboard generator. What a great addition for anglers. There's also a variety of cab configurations for whatever you need to haul. The truck of the future isn't created for just a few. It's created for us who love the ocean and the outdoor life. Ford F-150. Test drive one at your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Hey, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And Rick, one of those shows I always love to do, man.
So much fun, yeah. Corey. Yeah, it's just going to be Corey and I hanging with you today. Pete, fresh back from the Shogun. And, you know,
kind of weird sitting
fresh back right now. Yeah. Pete just made your way in, fresh back from the trip. And, yeah, it's always different having Pete sitting on the other side. We're all sitting in the opposite seat that we normally would this morning. And, yeah, pretty cool. But, man, what a great trip. Sounds like you guys had.
I don't want to interrupt what's certainly one of the most popular shows of Let's Talk Hookup that people love, talking to just you guys. Kind of purposely planned. I didn't know what time the Shogun was going to get back this morning. Ended up, we were back at the dock at 5:30 this morning. But it's always great having you guys. So I don't want to take up too much time because people want to talk to you. They want to talk tackle, calicos, tuna, and more. But, just came back on the 6-day Let's Talk Hookup Shogun trip. And needless to say, we had weather issues.
You did, man.
Yeah, you know, when we left, it was like, look at the forecast, and Rick and I discussed it. It was like, oh, boy.
And you left. You know, you hate to say it's the worst timing, but, boy, it wasn't good.
It was the eye of the storm.
It wasn't good.
You know, and here's the deal. It's the weather is all about luck. This stormy time of the year normally, the week before we left, beautiful. This week coming is beautiful.
And you know,
hit a window.
The one thing about your weather too that a lot of people didn't realize is the big hurricane in Cabo got all of the press and it was a big deal.
Right.
That wasn't the weather that you guys
not
had
at all.
there was honestly like an equally large style storm that came from the north that was coming down, and that's the one that chased you guys down the whole time.
Yeah, that was it. And so there wasn't much choice. So you could leave on a 6-day. You know, normally we'd go maybe down to the islands and go catch some yellowtail and then come back up and fish bluefin and yellowfin and stuff like that, which has been good fishing this week here.
Which you guys have done successfully a bunch of years
ago. A bunch of years. You know, because this was originally designed as a Guadalupe trip, as a 6-day trip, and of course Guadalupe not being available this year. So the Connor, the captain, Captain Connor, basically, there wasn't a lot of choice. So it's like, okay, let's bomb down to the ridge where we know it's really good fishing. We'll have all this weather behind us.
Yep. Keep it on your tail.
And on that big boat, that big steel boat, the Shogun, what a ride that thing is. It is.
If you're going to be in weather, that's
if you're going to be in weather, the Shogun is the boat to be
no
on.
Doubt,
there's
man.
No question about it. But so that's exactly what we did. We drove for 48 hours when we left. Maybe 50 hours. I don't know. It was a long time, right? And we bombed it down right to the 23 spot, and sitting right next to the Royal Polaris and the Royal Star, right there. And the XL eventually came in too, and absolutely hammered the yellowfin tuna. It was the best yellowfin tuna bite I've ever seen in my life on quality grade fish. So I've had great fishing on that 10 to 20 pound yellowfin. Every fish, I was looking at the Fisherman's Processing Sean's list, every fish with very, very few exceptions was 30 to 40 pounds.
Oh, that's incredible.
Like
so good.
My list of fish were like, you know, 32, 33, 31, 35, 34, 31, 30. They were all that beautiful grade of fish.
Really,
and that's bled, not gilled and gutted, because they don't really, there was no time to do all that because we were putting so many, put over 300 fish on the boat in basically one day.
Man.
We got down there about noon on Tuesday, fished that afternoon, a wide open bite, fished the next morning, trolled around for a couple of wahoo. There was some wahoo caught there. We caught two on the troll. And then we bombed it up to up to Natividad and fished the bottom ridge of Natividad, where the Vagabond had a very good morning there, and they just weren't biting for us. We got there at noon. We only fished till 4 and got maybe a handful of yellowtail. Nice, great yellowtail, 18 to 25-pound yellowtail. I got a giant sheephead on the yo-yo, and I got a yellow, and, you know, a few yellows caught here and there, and but then we had to go and beat our way back. And
because the only problem with going down 500 miles is you got to come back
500 miles. And in weather, fortunately, yesterday our weather laid down enough that it wasn't super uncomfortable.
Okay, good.
Which is huge coming back uphill. But I got to kind of elaborate on that yellowfin tuna fishing. It was literally you wanted to catch a fish. It was like, just put a bait out there and pick the right bait. You had to get a bait that swam away from the boat. And if you picked a bait that swam away from the boat, you were bit.
How about artificial? Did you bite any lures, anything like that?
Poppers, unbelievable. Throw out one of the Shimano poppers on a Tranx 500, and it hit the water, and it was bit. I mean, and then one of the other guys on the boat, same thing. We had a great raffle. Everybody got to pick three things out of the raffle. We had AFCO gear. We had a lot of Shimano lures. We had a bunch of Seaguar fluorocarbon. We had Gamakatsu hooks for everybody on the trip. And one of the guys had won a Shimano popper, an orca popper on the tank. He goes, hey, I'm going to try this. So he casts it out there, instantly bit. I go, wait a minute, I got one of those somewhere in there. I tied it on, instantly bit.
Oh.
And then they bite in the yo-yo. They were biting the surface iron. It was super. And they're boiling around the boat. And it was just, I mean, Corey,
you had
I know that I know that's your deal, and I know you would have gone crazy on those. So
you have a popper.
Yeah, it was a pretty epic bite. So you know, a lot of travel, a lot of weather, but the experience of that phenomenal yellowfin tuna fishing was really great.
And it's crazy because you're talking 30, 40 pound fish, but that's the stuff that's up here in our backyard.
Yeah, I know, it's like right here,
the same grade.
The quality has been. Why? And you that was a great description, and I was thinking about it as you were saying it, and you're right. Like, I've seen the 10 and 15 pounders just bite wide open like that. you're talking 30s and 40s. I mean,
yes.
That's, you know, that's, you hook one and it rips half the line off of your reel. I mean, that's real deal.
Yeah, my shoulders were so sore.
That makes me want to go.
It's hard on an old guy, man.
I love
but,
it, dude.
But I got to throw out a few plugs for a couple of our sponsors. It was my first chance to really try that new G Lumis IMX Pro offshore. I had three different versions of the rod. I used that one of the 7.6 rods on my Trank 500 for the popper. Unbelievable. I used that on a Trank 6, a Talica 16, the new Talica 16A.
Oh, what'd you think of that?
On the yo-yo, really great. I love the level spool. It's a little bit smaller.
Yeah.
Cast is amazing.
I've got
just a little bit better. Talicas are all great, but
I've got to play with it in the shop a lot. I love it. I love the free spool. I love the size. I love the ergonomic. I love the fit. But I've yet to, you know, I've yet to do that. You get to pull on a tuna with it. So
yes.
Real-time use, A+.
I'm totally impressed with it, especially the free spool and the castability of it, too. Not that the old Trank is any. I mean, it's just a slight bit better, which is still, it was saying something. How do you improve perfection, right?
Yeah, only then.
So three different versions of that G Lumis IMX Pro. And that rod, I mean, it's not a cheap rod, but it's not it's a $500 rod, something like that. We're not a $800 rod.
That's a perfect way of putting them.
Rail rod.
No one's ever going to say $500 is cheap. But in this landscape that we're in now, where you're seeing rods that are that are of that insanity price, like, it has the highest quality components. It's got the best warranty. Yeah. It's a Lumis, and it was built for this. You know, they didn't. You know, a lot of times when guys, especially manufacturers as big as G Lumis, like, they're going to build a series of rods that will cover every market, so they can market that series of rods to everyone. They said they flat out didn't care that they used to own the West Coast, and that went away. And that was their goal with this, was to build a full series of rods from live bait to jig casting to rail rod that was just built for here. We don't care if it financially makes sense. We just want to be back on top, and I think they did.
The fit, the finish, everything about that rod. So highly recommend. Nice reel seat, easy reel seat. And for rail rod, I mean, or any rod, popper rod, whatever, I'm
that's
sold.
Cool. Good.
I really dig them, for sure. For sure. So great trip.
Food.
Great food. Unbelievable. Daniel McGalley and Brandon.
You're going to be in trouble when you get home?
Lolly's going to yell at me, for sure. Yeah, it was really hard.
That's
to read.
Cool.
It was like, you know, I really should. No, I got to
yell. Yeah.
but yeah, so, and a great crew and great job. So next year, doing the same trip.
Yeah,
and it's
here
on the schedule. There may be spots available. There may not be, because everybody gets the first shot at signing up. But fun time on the Shogun, and I'm going to go home and take a shower.
Yeah, you earned the break, man. Yeah. What a fun trip, and that was a good thing you said too, because everybody gets first right of refusal, and I've been lucky enough to get to go on this trip one or two times, and you've been a bunch. I would bet it's probably a high, like, 75% re-ride same group. There's just never seems to be. That's what I'm saying. Like, there never seems to be many spots, because it's a great group of really fun
super good people
that are, like, very accommodating of the new guy to the group. You know, they kind of bring everybody in and, oh, hey, come have dinner with us, that kind of thing. It's a really fun group to be with for six days on the water.
Yeah, for sure. Two more sponsor mentions here, because when you go on, especially on a long range trip, you get to use the stuff that we talk about and promote and stuff like that. And I'm able to tout, you know, this isn't just because they advertise with us. This is what I use, and this is what really works for me and other anglers on there. The Nautilus Circle Hook by Gamakatsu, such an awesome hook.
Yeah, no doubt.
I mean, just you know, it gets bit, because it's just a little bit thinner, but it's strong enough. I was pulling hard.
What size?
Fish,
what was the?
I was fishing anywhere from a number two, because I was fishing 40 pound with a number two, probably more so of a 1.0.
Okay.
Excuse me, number one to a 1.0.
Uh-huh.
And then I was fishing 50 pound. They were eating 52, and they were eating 62. but I was fishing that with like a 2.0, a ring 2.0, and then a number one and a 1.0, not straight, not a circle hook, full pressure drag. I like a lot of drag. I like to get the fish to the boat, and never straighten hook. You know, everybody says, oh, well, it's pretty thin wire. No, they're tough hooks for that size of fish. That's an ideal hook.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, for sure. And then Seaguar Gold fluorocarbon.
Okay.
That stuff is so tough. 40. Yeah,
it's the best.
It is the best.
Listen, there's nothing that compares.
One of the trips I went out on a few weeks ago, I was fortunate enough to get three yellowfin on the popper.
Yeah.
Listen to me. Did not retie. They choked it. I did not have to retie after each fish. You can't even tell there was any fray or anything.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, typically, you've got to they choke it, you've got to retie.
Yes.
You know, 60-pound, I use 60-pound gold, and after all three fish,
I never retied.
Whew. I get home, you can't even tell I was bit, seriously. Like, it's that bulletproof.
It's that good.
Yes.
Yeah, no,
yes.
It is. So
Seaguar gold.
Good stuff.
I love
so,
it, dude.
Guys,
awesome.
Have a great show.
Yeah, good job, Pete.
And I'll be back tomorrow with Rick, and we'll be with the man, Doug Kern.
Yeah.
Tackle Day. Corey will be at Tackle Day.
Oh, yeah.
I'll be at Tackle Day.
Yeah, we can do a live broadcast at Tackle Day 1 week from today.
Which is
hard to believe. Really?
I know.
Tackle Day a week from today?
It's November. November next week.
Holy mackerel.
Yeah. Tackle Day is going to be a really fun one this year. And like you said, Pete, you know, there's not a ton of live broadcast opportunities these days. And so it's a really fun one and a great time to come out. And you get to the live broadcast at Tackle Day is always fun because you get to watch the show being built around you. You know, we always say Tackle Day officially starts at 9, but really it starts at 7 because that's when Let's Talk Hookup starts. And it's really fun to see all the guys coming in, and you know that's always a fun day too. Similar to today, we don't have a set guest on paper because everyone is there for Tackle Day. All of the who's the CalStars, the Shimano's, the you know the Fishworks, the Salty Crews, like the Aftco's, like all of the big hitters in saltwater fishing are there that day. And Pete always just grabs every guy that's walking by. Hey, Lawrence, come on here, give us BS with us for a minute. Hey, Steve Carson, come in, talk about your seminar, that kind of thing. And
right.
It's a really fun atmosphere show and. Yeah, if you want to come down and join it, man, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's going to be good. One more sponsor mention, Fisherman's Processing.
Oh, yeah.
Sean and Melanie were down there meeting the boat today. And if you ride the Royal Polaris, the Shogun, or the Polaris Supreme, you don't touch your fish. I mean, all the other processes, if you kept, you got to haul, you're going to get out there and haul your fish to the numbers and all that stuff. It's like they do it all for you.
How cool
is that? And later this morning or this afternoon, I'm going to go pick up perfectly vacuum packed, trimmed, and ready.
Raymond treated yellowfin tuna.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah. I'll have some for you, Corey and Rick.
I can't wait.
And I'll see you tomorrow morning, Rick. And thank you, Corey, for hanging in there. And thank both of you and have a great show.
Stoked to hear about your trip.
All right.
So cool.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, buddy. Well, as you can hear, it's just going to be a fun show. And, you know, Corey, you touched on it right at the very beginning. These are so much fun. It's a no-agenda show. It's just a couple of buds hanging out, talking fishing. And we're just going to wait and see where you take the show, you the caller. And it's going to be a lot of fun. It's the show I look forward to all the time. I can't wait.
You know, last time it kind of went inshore. talking stripers and halibut and all that cool stuff on the inshore calico fishing. Dude, I want to hear more about tuna, man. I want to learn more about my offshore adventures and pop. I want to learn from you, Rick. You know what I mean?
It's a lot of fun. Yeah. And, I mean, again, this is all about you, whether it's calling in catch report or tackle questions or travel questions or whatever it may be. It's all about the callers and you and having fun. And, yeah, we're just really looking forward to hanging out and talking fishing.
And now that Pete has officially left the office, right?
Yeah, it's all us now.
We're on our own. Hey, and if you want to join us, please do. You want to chime in, you got a report or you got a question, 213-432-1090 is your chance on the telephone there. There's a couple open lines. It's all you right now. Again, I'll give you the number, 213-432-1090. Or you can text us via the app. There's already a handful of texts that have come through, but you can get through that way. If you do, please remember to leave your name and your contact telephone number, because at the end of the show, we're giving away a really cool a full-day trip on the San Diego, man. How is their
fit? How about that, dude?
Dude, I mean, they've had, like, one day or 2 days where they've had, you know, 18 or 25 tuna and 20 Dorado, but... Dude, there's been some close to 100 fish counts on the yellowfin. And the grade we're talking about, 30-plus pounds.
I was thinking the same thing. I mean, it's wild to see. It's wild to see the spread of that fish that, you know, Pete, 500 miles away from home, was catching 40-pounders. And the boys in the San Diego are seeing that same fish 40 miles from home or 30 miles from home.
Yeah.
It is. And still good. I know this week they had a good bluefin plunker that stayed with the boat the whole time. I mean, yellowfin, bluefin, Dorados, it's all still at play. I just can't get over the level of success that San Diego has trip after trip after trip. And Matt Brawley and Captain Ryan Boston just do the, I mean, they do
an incredible
job.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Well, we're giving away one of those trips today, a full-day trip on the San Diego. Again, you can join us, 213-432-1090, or you can text us via the app. We're going to be right back. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Are you passionate about fishing and the great outdoors, but not quite sure where to go? Look no further than Queen Charlotte Safaris in pristine British Columbia, Canada. Hello, this is Valerie Hopewich. There's so many reasons to join us on your next fishing adventure. A few of the highlights of fishing in protected, calm waters. Very important. Quality Chinook salmon run all season long. After you've caught your salmon, we're going to go out with a great Pacific halibut, lean cod, rockfish, and Dungeness crab. Our beautiful lodge overlooks Shingle Bay and Sandspit, and it's so easy to get to. Fly from almost any airport into Vancouver and then on to Sandspit. Fish processing, your fishing license, your gear, all included. Just bring that fishing arm and that smile. Let our chef pamper you with amazing meals while our staff gives you wonderful hospitality, all included in your Queen Charlotte Safaris package. Give me a call on our toll-free number, 1-877-815-2892, or go to our website, qcsafaris.com.
When you want dependable service for your outboard or a new or used boat, your first choice should be H&H Marine at their new location near where the 5 and 805 freeway meets. North County, Central, or South, the new H&H Marine is near you. They also have added an amazing lineup of boats for both fishing and pleasure cruising, like Barletta and Godfrey pontoon boats and Hurricane runabouts, all on display. Defiance fishing boats and many used boats are available too, along with Yamaha and Mercury outboard sales and service. Speaking of service, Jeff and his crew have you covered. As a factory authorized Yamaha and Mercury service center, H&H Marine will be sure the job is done right. They have Blue Water Baitic, both sales and expert installation, as well as Tackicat inflatables. The perfect tender for your boat. For outboard sales and service, pontoon boats, fishing boats, and bait tank systems, check out H&H Marine at their new location, 10685 Roselle Street in San Diego. Check hhmarinesd.com.
Saturday, November 4th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, and it's our largest sale ever. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, over 20 reps from tackle manufacturers like Shimano. Come check out the new Shimano Talica A, the pinnacle of lever drag two-speed reels. The Talica features Shimano's Hagani body to prevent misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest loads. When throwing jigs, the Shimano Trinidad is your top choice. For the best ever tackle bargains, check out Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 4th.
The lighter the bite and the cleaner the water means one thing. Need a thinner leader, more natural presentations. That's where Seaguar Gold Label Leader Material shines. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates on leader-shy fish. With exceptional knot and tinsel strength, this advanced leader material is now available from 2-pound test for fishing trout in the Sierra to 80-pound test for big yellowfin in Guadalupe. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And Rick, it's just you and myself talking good times and having fun. And you as a listener, if you want to join in, you can certainly do so. And it's 213-432-1090. Or you can text us via the app. We're giving away a really cool full-day trip on the San Diego, man.
Yeah, love it. And love that we're getting to do that and that somebody's going to get to go fishing. And what a fun thing to get to give away. You know, we don't take it for granted. We've been so gracious to get to do that a bunch. And, I mean, what a rad trip to get to go on. Leave your house, you know, in the morning, come back to your house in the afternoon, but experience the caliber of fishing that, you know, the guys do normally on trips, you know, much longer in length than that. You know? Yeah, really cool.
Pretty fortunate.
Well, the phone lines are getting packed up. Just like Corey said, we only have one left, 213-432-1090. Why don't we start it off with a phone call, Corey?
Let's do it. How about Ed? Ed Cohn from Mira Mesa. Good morning, Ed. Appreciate you joining us.
Hi, Ed.
Hi, guys. Hey. Corey, my question is mainly for you on the swim baits. I've been trying to find out a combination of different color lead heads with your swim baits and that, and I'm having not too much of a luck thing with that. You know, should I use a yellow with a darker, you know, swim bait or what? Maybe you can help me out on that.
Well, typically color wouldn't really make a difference. I mean, I wouldn't promote anything, but there is a definite color combination that you probably wouldn't think of, Ed. It's not necessarily dark with the chartreuse, but there's a bright yellow or a chartreuse, anything in that caliber married up with what we call the blue grunion, like a semi-transparent, you know, blue flash, a little bit of iridescent green. It's a really, you know, a smelty baitfish color. Mixed with that, matched up with a chartreuse head, it is a game changer. Like, I don't understand what the combo is, but it works, man.
You said it before, yeah, that's the only time when you're color specific,
yes,
on a lead head in a swim bait.
Yes, I don't know what it is, man. Like, that inshore, the calico, the halibut, sand bass, they all go nuts for that. I don't know what it is.
Your browns, your greens, your oranges, all very productive. You're on those, you're not concerned with what your lead head color is. Yeah.
No, I mean, I like to kind of match it. I mean, you know, I mean, just in your head, you want it to match, right? But the standard raw lead color
looks good on everything.
It does, yeah, honestly. But that, seriously, the chartreuse, man. That with any type of a light colored, I say any type of a light colored baitfish pattern, but that blue grunion.
That's the one.
Like, hands down.
You make a variety of, I mean, just fantastic. You look at the display, you go to Dana, you go to Seaforth, you go to ECBT, you go into Fisherman's, like, the display is beautiful. Like, the colors you make are so good looking. And how many colors does Corey bring when he goes fishing? You know what I mean? Like, are you making those? I mean, I don't want to say for us, like, it doesn't matter, because everybody likes something different. You may love the blue grunion, and Brandon may like a very similar one, but a different shade, a different this. And so you're making the bait with confidence and looks like it, but, like, how many? I mean, you have access to everything. What does Corey have?
That's the funny part, right? Like, I could make
a
thousand different combinations, and if you ever fish with me or have fished with me, I carry four or five colors. That's it. Like, and it's kind of the same. I mean, from year to year, it's kind of very similar.
Sure.
You know, I mean, there's a really new color I've made in the last year or so. I don't even know how to describe it. It's just a bluish lateral line, a white belly. I'm bringing them to tackle day.
Okay.
I'm bringing a very limited, like, not quantity wise, but just offerings.
Shapes.
I'm bringing a 5-inch weedless. I'm bringing a 7-inch slug, because those two things I've been.
That's what you fish.
The last few years, that's really been my go-to, and I'm bringing some 5-inch viejos.
Okay.
I'll definitely bring that color. Like, that color, I don't even know what to call it. I mean, it's just a grunion-type color. But I keep it very simple. Maybe a dark back, a light back, maybe a more transparent one. That's it.
When you're grabbing baits because you're going fishing with your buds or you're going for an afternoon, are you usually taking the same ones, or are you just taking what you'd poured recently? Like, I've heard you talk about in your seminars, like, hey, it doesn't, you know, you want to kind of cover a few things. You want to have a bait fish color. You want to have a green. You want to have a red. Like, now, which ones of those maybe doesn't make the world of difference? So do you have favorites you always take the same, or do you just say, oh, I need some red ones, and I'm going to grab these?
Kind of. I mean, I think that 90% of it, Rick, and I've talked about it in seminars, it's, there's a huge, beautiful array in the tackle shop, right?
The best.
You go to
Fisherman's,
it's colorful and it's beautiful.
Yeah.
But really, when it comes down to it, the bite I'm looking for is a reactionary bite.
Okay.
You hear me mention it how often, right? Whether it's a halibut, whether it's a yellowfin tuna I had a few weeks ago, whether it's a calico bite, it is all a reactionary bite.
He didn't
eat it. El Salto, reactionary bite.
He didn't eat it because it was a perfect match to a sardine. He ate it because it was ripping by, and he had to choose, I'm either going to eat or I'm going to let it go by, and that's it. And they bite it.
That's kind of it.
Okay.
Yeah, right. So in that, but to be able to draw that reaction, whether it's a flatfish or it's a tuna or a calico, it is so parallel. It's crazy, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you're talking offshore fish. That's why I'm having fun doing it.
Sure.
Right? So, but when you draw that reactionary bite, there's a technique. There's a specific, like, cadence that builds up to that.
You got
to
give them what they want.
It's not just a burning. Like, I hear guys talk, you know, and it's like, oh, you got to burn it, you know. But there's a yes, you're right.
Sometimes.
Yes, you are right. But there's a cadence.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love it. I get into it. You can hear passion.
Now, going back to Ed's question on lead heads, you've talked about it before. You're a fan of all kinds of different ones. Has anything changed? And I know that you don't fish a ton of leadheads. I know you love weedless and you love slugs. What about leadheads? Has your flavor changed at all? You've talked about really liking those boxers. You've talked about liking warheads and traditional triangle, and I know they all work. Anything new or changed in the world of leadheads for you?
No, not necessarily. I'm going to go back to the Gamakatsu weighted swim bait hook. Mm-hmm. Not because they're a sponsor of the show, not because it's the hook. It is the hook. I mean, that's what I use. And that Gamakatsu 7-0 married up with the 5-inch weedless or the 7-inch slug, it fits both of them perfectly.
Yeah.
So like on my surf fishing adventures or my inshore calico, I have had the last two seasons so much fun with that 7-inch slug married up with that 7-0. If you see Landisfine, the rider at all, Eric, I turned him on to it last year, and it's all him and Matt Koch have been doing. It is such a fun technique for the calicos. It's bite friendly. It'll get you a 12 incher.
That's what I like so
and
much
it's going to
totally.
Get you an 8-pounder.
Yeah.
Like that technique and that reaction bite draws a little. It draws all sizes, but it's so bite friendly that you hook them all.
That's what I think I like so much when you know and. People say this, that, and the other, but I feel like you brought the weedless swim bait fishing to all of us. And, you know, maybe there's people that did variations of it before, but you're the one. And that's just the case of word in the shop. What?
I just share what I have fun doing.
Yeah.
Like what I... Rick, here's a crazy thing. Wrap your mind around this. I got my business license in 1999, June.
Right.
It's been over that period of time. And I did it for 3 or 4 years prior to that.
Sure.
So it's been 27, 28, I don't know, it might be 29, somewhere in there.
Yeah.
And I love doing what I do. And so when I can create something and have the mindset to set forth and make something, I do it. And the customer is the equal benefit. Like when you come down, you're going to dig it. Like what's the deal at Tackle Day? Buy two, get one free.
Buy two, get one free.
Well,
mix and match, no problem, no limit. Just, buy two, get one free.
I'm not bringing down a huge amount of stuff, but you can share in the passion. Come down. I mean, I know this isn't a Tackle Day show, right? But I'm promoting it as come down and have fun and share in the passion. Come down and I'll share some time with you. You know, you can hang out and talk fishing. You like surf fishing, the local calico. And I'm bringing the colors I like to use.
If you're going on a Cedros trip or you have plans on doing a Cedros trip next year, Tackle Day would be such a good time.
Yes.
Because you can pick the brain of Corey, who you've done it a bunch of times, different operations, seen all sides of it. Brandon, who is our other, guest co-host who does the show with us all the time, who also works Fisherman's Landing.
Yeah.
He's there right this second, right now. So if you're thinking about stocking up, hey, I'm going on a trip next year. I know that I'm going to need to bring a lot of plastic with me. Might as well, pay for two and get another one free.
So the Christmas tree color, that's kind
the
of
rosy special.
Right. Exactly. RH. Yeah. So that, I mean, obviously that's a great color. It works here,
sure.
It works there. I'm like double, I don't know how to say it right. I'm making those extra durable.
Okay.
For that.
The Cedro specials.
And I'm bringing down maybe 8 or 9 colors in the Viejos, and I'll make sure that half of those, at least half, I can point to and tell you I made these double durable.
Uh-huh.
Like they're perfectly set for a Cedros trip.
That's cool.
Yeah, and buy two, get one free.
I dig it.
And anybody that knows and purchases, I mean, I'm always giving away stuff, right? I mean, I've never been the perfect businessman. I give away way too much stuff.
Yeah. Well, Ed, a great phone call, and thanks for getting us started. Let's grab another, Corey.
How about Captain Ron? Ron from Marina Del Rey. Good morning, Ron.
What's up, Ron?
Hey, good morning, guys. How's everything going down there?
Doing good.
We're doing great, buddy. Talking fishing.
Great, man. Just wanted to give you guys a call. I drive in from Dana Point to Marina Del Rey just about 3 or 4 times a week. I'm a charter boat captain at Marina Del Rey. I'm not a fishing boat captain, but I discovered your show back in April, and, man, I can't get up fast enough to get in the car to turn on AM radio and listen to you boys down there. So I just wanted to give you a buzz and tell you that we appreciate you very much.
Oh, yeah, that's cool, right, Ron.
Appreciate that, bro.
And if you're not aware of it, Ron, don't forget about the app. Okay, that's an easy download. It's totally free, and you can listen to all the archive shows.
Totally.
Yeah, so you can, like, if you missed something on today's show, or one of the cool ones was the lithium battery guy, you can hear about Norsk Lithium, and so it's a really cool, wouldn't you advise that?
I love it, yeah. Ron, appreciate that very much, bro. Thanks for the kind words, and I know Corey and I share the same sentiment. We just really like getting to do it, man. It's a lot of fun, and appreciate the phone call. Had a good text come through. Says, good morning, Rick and Corey. Corey, can you tell me what's the best swim bait of all the baits that you produce to have success with fishing calicos from the breakwater? And that's from Rich in Long Beach.
Oh, man. Well, I assume being from Long Beach, he's talking to the Long Beach breakwall. And man, that's it's a tough one because sometimes they're on a creature bait bite, you know, which is a lead head and some type of a freshwater, you know, like beaver-style tail or, you know, fluttering crawdad-style tail. Those work great, but the regular 5-inch is a good one, the 5-inch Viejos. And I mentioned the regular 5-inch because they have a harder thumping tail,
okay,
you know, and that's it just creates more disturbance, slower to sink.
Yeah, you make two distinctly different shaped 5-inch swim baits.
Yes, and... Well, the Viejos is a longer, slimmer.
Okay.
You know, the tail gives way. It gives a nice shimmy. The whole body moves.
Okay.
The regular 5-inch, a larger tail attached to the body, you know, kind of a more stout way, so it wrenches and kind of gets a slower, harder thumping. But the Save-On Tackle up in that zone goes through a lot, and they're always requesting, like, nighttime colors, like darker, you know, silhouetted.
Stealth.
And they go through a lot of 4-inch baits.
Oh,
and
really?
It's okay. For the break wall.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and that's they're always requesting certain colors for that. I don't know why the 4-inch. Maybe it's just a bite-friendly. And another weird one that I would never have thought of or even tried is slug style.
Oh, I believe that.
They fish slugs at night.
Yeah,
at night,
cool.
Though. In the night, you know, it's to me, it's more of a visual game.
What being a San Diego guy and just not having fish at all, how heavy a lead heads are guys fishing? I mean, do you fish a real light lead head, like as light as you can get away with because you are casting up into the rocks, or do you fish heavy because you want it bouncing around on those things? Like, what's the theory amongst marrying up a lead head to a 4-inch or 5-inch bait?
It's to get that slower fall. It's to keep it in the bite zone as long as you can, so it doesn't sink to the rock. You want it, like if the fish are hanging in the 10 to 20 foot column, you don't want to go rocketing through it.
Sure.
You want to create that fall. I have a crazy story. Fishing with Eric Bent, fishing a SWBA tournament. Rick, we have 33 pounds.
Oh, my God.
Fishing at night.
What?
Yes. The five fish, 33 pounds.
Oh, my God.
Rick, even worse yet, we were in third place.
Holy moly. You got to be kidding me.
No, wrap your mind around that.
Wow.
Yeah, I think our big fish was eight pounds or something.
Good
like
Lord.
That. Yeah, but that's...
And that same style of fishing.
That same style.
Fire,
yeah, exactly.
Fire and swim baits up into the rocks.
There's some incredible fishing there.
That's
like
cool.
Jack Soule and all the guys. You know, I know Ed Sarek has been a big time. Tom Valhansis. It's a big deal up
there.
Totally. I mean, you're
talking,
it's 7 or 8 miles of rock wall. What's different than, like, the Zuniga jetty that we have here is Zuniga sits in a lot of 10 to 20 feet of water.
Right.
The break wall up there marries up right up against 40 to 50 feet of water. They get white sea bass. They get killer calico fishing, and it's just bigger boulders, and it's just loaded with life, you know.
Is it like known sections that often hold a lot of the fish? Is it often like, okay, you know, we're at this part of the wall, this is what really holds them, or do they really vary based on condition and current and direction and that kind of stuff?
That's what, you know, I'm not like the huge guru up there, but yeah, I've heard that from if it's a subtly current, and they're set up over here,
got
and if
it.
It's, you know, typical northerly, they're over here, but you'll go through stretches, I do know this, you'll go through stretches where you won't get a bite for a quarter mile, and then you go through a quarter mile where it's your bitter cast.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
It's a neat fishery.
Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah.
And to be done from a small, from a relatively small boat in relatively calm water.
Yeah.
You're on the inside of a break wall.
Well, you can do it on the inside. Yeah, the outside, you want to be careful, but some of those big fish, man, there's a lot of jumbos that have been caught from that break wall.
I dig it. That's cool. Man, I dig it. All right, hey, we got a lot of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way.
And we're going to be right back. And if you want to join us, I'll give you the number again, 213-432-1090. Or you can text us via the app. We're going to be right back. It's Rick and myself when we return on the Let's Talk Hookup app, the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
If you're into saltwater fishing, listen to this. Saturday, November 4th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Hi, this is Doug Kern. We are pulling out all the stops on this one. Over 20 manufacturers' reps like Shimano and PowerPro. Check it out. All the Shimano and PowerPro product we have, like the new Talica 12 and 16A series. Backed by popular demand, the Shimano Tranks Casting Contest. Cast the Shimano Tranks 500 and Shimano Terramar 90H rod and show your surface iron casting skill. You'll see Shimano Terramar is the perfect rod to handle tough fish. The secret is TC4 blank construction. Match your Shimano Terramar rod with a Shimano Tranks 500 reel. Shimano's X-Ship and HEGT technologies in the Shimano Tranks combined to provide massive cranking power with a smooth and effortless retrieve. It's our biggest sale of the year, Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing. Unbelievable pricing on tackle, clothing, and accessories. Saturday, November 4th.
Your vacation bucket list can't be completed without visiting the Katmai Lodge, Alaska this summer. A world-class wilderness fishing paradise on the banks of the famed Alaknak River. Get in the action fishing for all five species of Pacific salmon, king, sockeye, chum, coho, plus trophy-sized rainbow trout, Arctic grayling, and Dolly Varden, both in the Alaknak and nearby waters. Katmai Lodge's Coast Guard and CPR-certified guides are fly fishing fanatics and know how to help you reel them in, ensuring your days are fish-filled while you enjoy freshly prepared snacks and barbecued lunches on the river. Back at the lodge, enjoy fireside appetizers and refreshments each afternoon. Delicious dinner prepared by the lodge's exceptional chef. Take a quick fly-out trip to Brooks Falls in Katmai National Park for world-renowned bear watching. And check out our trout fishing specials at katmai.com. That's K-A-T-M-A-I.com. Katmai.com.
This is Art Taylor of Searcher Sport Fishing. Join Captain Mike Totter, Chef Josh Evans, as a new era begins for Searcher Sport Fishing. Mike and Josh will continue the legacy of excellent customer service, fantastic food, and an amazing crew. Book your fishing adventure now online at SearcherSportFishing.com or call Celia at 619-226-2403. SearcherSportFishing.com, 619-226-2403.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
I can't wait to spend some quality time with my son fishing this year, teaching him about casting, how to choose bait, set the hook, and how to be safe on the water by always wearing a life jacket. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, having so much fun, Rick, and just all this inshore talk again, man. I want to talk more about tuna and popper fishing and learn some more. But if you want to join us, 213-432-1090, or you can text us via the app. Make sure you leave your name and telephone number. And we're giving away to one lucky caller, texter, a full-day trip on the San Diego and what incredible fishing they've had.
So rad.
Yeah, right? And Pete just coming back from a Shogun trip. Wasn't that incredible?
I dug it. Doug hearing it and glad to hear they had such good fishing and, you know, yeah, just awesome. Very, very fun.
Yeah, and I want to remind those listeners that Fish Pros Market and Fisherman's Processing in San Diego has the best processing for your fish when your trip returns. Plus, with Fish Pros Market, you can purchase their famous spices, their rubs, their poke kit. Stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street, or you can order online at fishermansprocessing.com. And be sure to make your reservations by texting them at 619-255 31-28, and nobody does it better, and I'm going to be stoked to keep sharing some of
no doubt, man. No doubt. Yeah. Hey, we had a great text come through from Dave in Anaheim. It says, hey, guys, my question is, when I'm fishing on my buds 25-20 Parker, we can't seem to get close enough to the fish unless we shut down completely. Do you think that we potentially have an electrical leak? Have you ever experienced this issue before? How do we get closer to these foaming tunas?
I mean, oh, man, isn't that an art? I mean, it's a trick to it, right, Rick?
It's a lot, and I know you've been, you know, the offshore fishing you've been doing has been exactly that, and it is an art, and I don't think that it's ever a case where you can say it is done this way. You know, you need to see what the fish are doing
and
how active they are, you know, how completely concerned they are on their bait versus anything else.
Like, their mood.
Totally.
Whatever mood they're in. The last trip I was out, Rick, I haven't even told anybody. It's so embarrassing, right? And I say embarrassing, but I had the time of my life. I did not catch one fish.
Okay.
I did not hook one damn fish. But I saw more life on the ocean than I've seen in all of my trips put together. I came on, like, no joke, 15 foamers.
Oh, nice.
Whales, foamers, like yellowfin foamers, bluefin that puckered me up a little bit, you know, 60, 80, 100, I don't know how big. So much life, I could not get a bite. But you're absolutely right. There is a technique and a style to coming up. Like, every one of them has a different mood.
Sure. And you just need to think about all of the conditions that are presenting themselves before you're up on, before you slide up on it. Which direction the wind is going, like, which direction your guys on a skiff. Yeah, exactly. The direction that the fish and the birds are going, the direction that you need to slide the boat into them so that your casters have the wind going with them that's going to help with their cast, and they're not trying to cast their Colt Snipers or whatever into the wind. How far off you can stay on them and still get a lure into where it needs to go to get a bite. I mean, there's a lot of factors, and just driving into them and putting a cast is not usually the best way to do it. Now, sometimes they get so locked into the bait they're on, you could drive the boat right through the middle of them, they don't care. But that's probably the exception to the rule, you know. Slide in as you're approaching, you know, really reduce your RPMs. If they're staying up long enough where you can slide up above and let them kind of come into you, you just don't want to be running full speed and then chop the throttle. You could watch a school in the glasses from 2 miles away, and then you come running in hot and get 100 yards of it, boom, and it's down, you know. And it was up for 10 minutes before.
And I think it all comes down to pressure. You know, how many boats are pressuring? If if you've got 2, 3, 6, 10 other boats, like, trying to do the same thing, it can be kind of a nightmare. But don't be that guy that feels like you have to get there before the other guy, right?
Right.
You almost let, like, I've had the situation where it's like, all right, I'll let these other guys do what they're going to do.
Yeah.
And then I'll get the third chance, but I'll get my best approach.
That is a very frustrating thing when you become forced to do it the wrong way because no one allows you the courtesy of doing it the right way.
But by doing so, coming in third scale, it's actually...
Yeah, you're at least set up right.
And I'm allowing myself the calm and the right approach without two other boats, like, running me over.
Totally.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah, well said. And I'll bet a guy that could definitely shed some light about approaching tuna is our good buddy Captain Mike Pritchard of the Tribute, who's on the line right now. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, good morning, guys. I don't know. We don't do 25 knots and stop in the middle of a school, but it would be neat. we take a different approach this morning. We fishing up above there, split in quite a bit, water cooled off. We didn't not a lot caught up in the local. Yesterday, we made a move down below the border and basically it's been a little too early for the Dorado. There's big giant school of Dorado on it, but we're catching 25 to 40 pound yellowfin. We've got 10 on the boat and looking at two guys pulling up here in the bow. I know there's one of the stern. Really caught us off guard. Not exactly what I had planned on. I know there's some boats down here yesterday that did really good on Dorado. That's what we saw pulling up to it, but we lost like our first 5 or 6 fish. I think we're a little undergunned, but We're plunking away here pretty good, and we know there's a big school of Dorado on it, and we're pretty stoked to get back up to it. We have a boat a couple of miles upwind of us, and I can see them. There's gas waving, so imagine that. There's fish below the border.
Yeah. Mike, that's great news. And, you know, Pete had kind of mentioned it before. He just came back from the Shogun, and we were just talking about the overall grade of this fish. And, you know, I think we sometimes get complacent catching a lot of that 10 to 15 pound, maybe 20 pound fish that's here a lot of the times. Some of this fish is double that size. Like, you need to be on your game. You know, 20 pound and a teeny little hook is, you know, you really got your work cut out for if you hook one of these big fish. What's the optimal gear size for getting a bite and then landing one of these nice grade yellowfins?
There's two guys that have already landed two here this morning. I mean, I don't know what it is, 7:50 in the morning. I know there's two guys on the boat that have already landed two. Both of them were fishing 30 pound fluoro. You know, a nice setup. But we went into this thinking, you know, it's going to get breezy later. We're down here a ways. We're got 30. You know, it was going to be, you know, good Dorado fishing, but a lot of guys went in the water and it didn't work out too well. And I already got our first round of pictures up on our Facebook page. So if you want to see what these things are, there's been some really nice yellowfin this year. I mean, you stop on a school of dolphin, pot of dolphin there, and you get bit, and you're trying to get them in to run back up on the school, and you're like, why are these things taking so long? Some of them are close to 50 pounds.
That's so rad. Man, so beautiful. Rad.
Beautiful group.
Yeah, they're great. I don't all of a sudden like somebody back there goes, well, we can cut the fins down and make them look like a bluefin. I said, why? These things are neat.
No doubt about it, and fun, and man, some great fishing going on, and great to hear that Dorado component has really kind of jumped back into the mix. You know, we had the early showing of those things. There was a bunch around, and then it, you know, there's ebb and flow as there is in all the seasons. But boy, it sounds like you find the right kelp. There's some pretty serious Dorado to be had again.
There is. We had a couple of charters this last week where Dorado made up a good majority of it. We had light charter groups, 16, 17 guys. Last charter, we had 16 guys. We had 120 Dorado. I mean, we've cut it off just to, we didn't get, you know, U.S. limits, but went and looked for some more tuna and caught some of that big red yellowfin. But it's been really good, and this is off to a great start. I mean, I know it's going to get a little breezy later. We were kind of planning on that. Right now, it's beautiful down here. You wouldn't know. Maybe the weather forecast is going to be off, but this coming week we have some Santa Ana, very, very nice looking conditions, and we have some really neat sponsored trips. Tomorrow night is a Pete Support sponsored trip. There's only 8 people on it right now. It's a for sure go, so no matter what, there's probably going to be off the dock with, you know, 18 or 20 guys. It'd be a great chance. And then the night of the first, we have an Akuma sponsored trip. It's only got 10 guys on it. That's a for sure go.
Jeez, that's awesome. And tell us about your sponsored trips. You know, there's some giveaways, and those Pizza Port trips you do are really cool. If somebody's not familiar, what's the kind of lowdown on those?
If you like pizza and beer, we'll have pizza down here tomorrow night. Swing by McDonald's or anything. Oh, nice boil. We usually get 7 or 8 pizzas down here, and then have about pizza or beers.
Well, as Mike's kind of breaking up there a little bit, but
we're now IPA for $4.
That's awesome, Mike. Well, we're starting to lose you. I think it's just that good fishing going on there. But give us a rundown. If somebody wants to join you, go fishing on board the Tribute on either of those sponsored trips or anything you got coming up, Mike, how do we find you on the Tribute?
Sunday night and Wednesday night, Peace Port or Akuma sponsored, 619-224-3383. Turner's sponsored trip after that is sold out, but we have more throughout the month of November. And take a look at our social media. Like I said, our pictures from the first round this morning are up on our Facebook page. Tribute Sport Fishing tomorrow with we got 3 pulling up here on the bow now.
But, I love it.
I'll give you guys a call tomorrow morning. You guys have a great day.
Great job, Mike. Appreciate that very much. And, yeah, the idea of those Pizza Port sponsored trips is, you know, you're always in between. You're going to the boat. Should I get food? Do I got time? I'm fighting traffic. I got off of work, and it's a Thursday. I'm trying to go down there, and they just take care of that for you. Get a bunch of pizzas and, you know, great deals on a couple of cold beers. And
yeah,
so,
I think I heard $4 IPAs, right?
Yeah, I heard every bit of that.
That came in loud and clear.
Well, a lot of fun, Mike, and glad the fishing is going so good. And it's so cool to see that big fish biting into the ball.
Off to a great start.
Yeah, no doubt. Appreciate the call very much, buddy, very much. All right, well, Corey, let's jump back into the phones.
Let's do it. How about Jim? Jim Cohn from National City. Good morning, Jim. Appreciate you joining us.
What's up, Jim?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, I got a fish report. I went on to San Diego Thursday, and, you know, we all know what a great boat that is, Booger and that whole crew, Matt and Booger.
No doubt.
Andrew was the deck boss that day. But it wasn't a great day. We got 16. The boat got 16 bluefin. Nice bluefin. I mean, we're talking fish, you know, that 30-pound grade, but we caught fish up to, well, I'm not an expert on guesstimating weight, but that one fish was close to 70 pounds. So, anyway,
right on.
And several, we caught several, the boat caught several, up to in that 50 to 70-pound range. But, you know, it's funny. Pete was talking about that hook, that Gamagatsu Nautilus hook, I think he was talking about, and
right.
How strong. The kid caught the 70-pounder, caught that on number size 4, and it's amazing that that small hook can pull on that big a fish without bending. And I thought that guy's a regular on the boat, and there are several regulars on that boat, and it's an education to watch them fish because those guys know how to catch fish. And one of the great things the boat did was we caught 16 bluefin, straight bluefin. No yellowfin showed up, no Dorado that day, but Booger made, their guys on that boat, their freezers are full, and Booger made sure that, well, not Booger, but the guys, the passengers, made sure everybody on the boat got a piece of fish, you know. And that's just outstanding.
That.
Cool. Anyway, so it was a, you know, it wasn't a great trip fish-wise, but a great boat, great crew, and a great day to be out on the ocean. So anyway, that's my report. And hey, I want to thank you guys for not cutting me off this time. Thank you.
It's all good, Jim.
Jimbo, it's always good to hear from you, buddy. A great report, and glad your fishing was so good. And man, I'll think about cutting you off next time.
Yeah,
don't worry about
exactly.
It. Jim's one of my most favorite callers we have. Appreciate it very much, and we'll look forward to seeing you at the Big Tackle Day live broadcast next weekend. We had another great text came through. I like this one, and sorry, here I got to pull her right back up. And this one says, good morning, guys. I'm going to buy a new International 16 on Tackle Day for my nighttime bluefin fishing, but I'm a little torn between putting on 100-pound hollow or 100-pound solid and just tying a bimini twist for my loop-to-loop connection. Can I get some feedback on what you would recommend? That's from Alex in San Carlos. And Alex, I mean, that is a great question, and one, let's start with saying, like, whichever way you go, you're not going to be making a wrong decision. And there's two things. 100-pound hollow spectra is probably about the most expensive spectra that you're going to buy. The process of making 100 in a hollow is more time-consuming with the machines that are weaving the line, and because of that, they charge more money for it. So the cost on 100-pound hollow is definitely greater than it is in 100-pound solid. There are some that feel that the solid line sinks better because it's not hollow and it's not open and it's not grabbing the water or dragging as much. So there's some that feel that your solid line will go through the water better than your hollow, which is a good thing. However, on the opposite, hollow gives you a lot of advantages in rigging and also the potential of there being problems. You know, when you're fishing a nighttime knife jig with 30 other guys in the dark and there's fish going and people aren't seeing their line as much and you're straight up and down and one guy's made 5 drops with his jig and he's really scoped out and the other guy's only made 1 and he's straight up and down. Tangles are going to happen. They do happen.
And possible line loss.
Big time.
Yes.
And the advantage of having a hollow line is no matter where it's cut, another hollow can be spliced into it very easily in a seamless 100% connection. So you're not, you know, if and when that problem does occur, you can just splice in more line. So there are a lot of advantages and disadvantages to both. You kind of got to go through those. Do you want the advantage on the rigging side of things, or do you want it on the slightly greater line capacity, maybe a little better sink rate side of things? Neither are right or wrong, but those would be the two to consider. And personally tend to go with that hollow just for the just in case and spliceability factor. You know, the fact that if I wanted to fish a 100-foot top shot on my knife jig, I could rip some Spectra off, and then if I was going on a long range trip later and I wanted to fish a little 25-foot top shot, I could just splice in more line, fill that reel back up nice and full, and you'd never even know. I mean, a splice well done and hollow, you need to mark it with a Sharpie just so you can find it again. The splice
That's
is so
crazy.
Seamless, you'll never know if you don't
what's,
make a mark on
what's
it.
What's the price difference, Rick? I mean, so $100 in solid would be how much, like, in hollow?
Yeah, I mean, you're probably looking, man, I would need to look at it to be
like
sure.
25%?
I'll bet it's like maybe $10 per 100 yards more expensive.
Which isn't a big deal.
It's not big deal, but, you know, if you're filling a big reel, that's 30, 40, 50, so, 60 bucks. I mean, it's a real amount.
So Alex coming down on tackle, and Alex from San Carlos, I've met him actually a while back at the local Costco.
Okay.
Super cool guy.
That's great.
Yeah, he pulled aside, and hey, I recognize you. Super cool guy, though. Yeah. So if he's coming down to tackle day, yeah, deals online or what?
Oh, for sure. I mean, yeah, the biggest thing, it's we always say it's probably the best time to buy a big reel. You play that game where you can't say, but, you know, what we can say is there'll be a discount on every reel, and there'll be free Spectra promos that go along with it. And usually what the free Spectra deal would be if you bought that reel, and, you know, we don't, the one thing we don't do, sometimes Spectra freebies, like, guys will get a whole bunch of cheap Spectra and just, hey, free Spectra with your reel fill up. But who wants a crummy, cheap, wrong size Spectra? Like, we let the customer decide. So whether it's hollow or solid, it's you know, it's their call to make. And you get a yard of Spectra for every dollar spent on the reel. And that seems to be a really good ratio that covers most everything. So if you bought a $500 reel, you get 500 yards worth of free Spectra. If your reel is going to take more than that, then we just figure out what a very inexpensive price for the customer to kind of cover ourselves for the rest of it. Maybe it takes another $15 to fill it the rest of the way, or $20 or whatever.
So I kind of read this one. It stopped Corey from going down and buying a larger reel and filling it full of 50-pound Power Pro. And being able to fill my Tranks 300s at home.
Which, hey, if you want to do that, that's fine by us, too. Like,
but by going the dollar or yard per dollar, then you're able to logistically fill that reel.
Pretty much. It's odd how perfect it usually always works out.
Yeah,
like a $300 reel often takes about 300 yards with a Spectra.
Yeah.
And there's times when it's more. And, again, we just figure out a price that is appropriate for the customer. It's a sale. Like, our goal with Tackle Day is to make it the best sale of the year. Like, it's not about maximizing every dollar that we make. It's our one big sale. It's our, call it whatever you want to call it, taking care of our customer, end of the season, whatever. It's our big one, and we put a lot of effort into it.
You know what? I have to kind of chuckle. I remember years ago when this first started, you had the seminars on the boats.
Sure.
There aren't any boats at the dock anymore, man.
That has
changed
so much.
Crazy, yeah.
We used to do like 12 and even 16 seminars a day.
Yeah.
And exactly like you say, Corey, they were smaller seminars held on the backs of all the boats because 20 years ago, like in November, we were done fishing. Like, the season was over. Now, like, there are no boats to do those seminars on. So
they're all out fishing.
Yeah, so we have kind of morphed into having some real high-end seminars at a stage, chairs, covered up, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So
big seminars coming?
We got some pretty big ones this year. Yeah. So we're doing three throughout the day. The first one is the two big hitters from Bite Sport Fishing, Captain Wes and Captain Dylan. Like, are arguably the best charter operation and the two killers, the Bluefin and Swordfish Masters of Bite Sport Fishing, are going to be doing a combo seminar talking Bluefin and Swordfish first thing in the morning. The next one is one that we're really proud of, and we had a text message come through, and we'll kind of talk about that, and it's a speed jigging seminar.
Yeah.
We had Brian Nguyen in here, and the guys from West Coast Jiggers, they've kind of become the forefront guys that do that, and so their whole crew will be talking all things jigging,
that's gonna
the
be
gear,
a popular
the technique, the style. I think that's probably going to be one of the biggest ones for
that'll
sure.
That'll be a big one.
And then last but certainly not least is Steve Carson. I mean, such an expert of what we do here, and his is kind of be going over the tackle. He calls it the five must-have rigs of bluefin fishing on a sport boat.
And he's so well-spoken, and he gets a message across like my style.
And the savvy guy is going to go to Steve Carson's seminar and listen to everything, because at the end of them, he always gives away some rad prizes.
To who was listening?
Yeah, just, hey, you know, all right. So we got a little quiz at the end of it. You know, how many rigs did we say, or what was the right pound test for that? And like, dude, he gives away some rad stuff. So that's a little tip for somebody for somebody not that wasn't, you know, maybe score a little bonus.
I'm sure we'll hear some more. Hey, you're listening to Let's Talk Hookup. It's Rick and myself having fun all day today. Actually, all day, the next hour, right? We've got a whole hour ahead of us on the Let's Talk Hookup app, the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Hey, everyone. James Holst here with Norsk Lithium, the official battery partner of Let's Talk Hookup. Here at Norsk Lithium, we have two goals that drive who we are and what we do. The first is to make the highest quality, longest lasting lithium batteries available with a complete lineup of batteries that include 12, 24, 36 volt and starting batteries. Second, in addition to offering a 10-year warranty on all Norsk Lithium marine batteries, we provide amazing customer service both before and after the sale. It doesn't matter if you're looking to upgrade your current batteries tomorrow or a year from tomorrow. We're here to answer your rigging questions to get everything set up right the first time. Find us online at norsklithium.com. That's NORSK lithium.com, or call us at 831-232-9063. Or to see Norsk Lithium batteries in person, stop by the Trolling Motor Doctor in Lakewood and have Nick Wayne walk you through why Norsk Lithium batteries should be in your boat.
Saturday, November 4th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, and it's our largest sale ever. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts and over 20 reps from tackle manufacturers like Seaguar, United Composites, PowerPro, Shimano, and Olokai. Don't miss all the great seminars, the huge raffle to benefit Rollo Kids, the popular casting contest, and of course, the huge sale. For the best ever tackle bargains, check out Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 4th.
For quality, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. The quality of the captains and crew, as well as the great meals and service, speak for themselves. Comfortable staterooms, a super clean and well taken care of boat, are just a few of the reasons the Islander is so popular. The Islander specializes in 1.5 to 5 day fishing. Experience the Islander difference. Visit IslandersSportFishing.com. Finally, a rod designed for West Coast anglers. Shimano is proud to introduce the all-new Terramar West Coast Rod Series. These rods will deliver increased casting distance with heavy jigs and extra lifting power to conquer even the strongest game fish. Shimano built the Terramar West Coast Series utilizing TC4 blank construction with a double layer core of advanced dynamic fibers wrapped in an inner and outer spiral of modulus graphite, making the rods virtually indestructible, yet crisp and lightweight. Durable Sea Guide guides adorn the Terramar West Coast Series, adding to weight reduction while enhancing the overall rod balance, giving you improved casting and fish fighting performance. The Shimano Terramar West Coast lineup contains rail rods, jig rigs, boat rods, and casting rods, from yellowtail to calico bass to yellowfin and bluefin tuna. Pick up a Shimano Terramar West Coast rod today at your local Shimano dealer.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.